This morning, I would like to share with you a message called Stepping Out of Spiritual Depression. I wonder if you have ever experienced this kind of thing, one sort of another, spiritual depression. Maybe you have been very active in coming to church, reading the Bible, and serving in different ministries. But sometimes you just don't feel like it. You don't really want to read the Bible anymore. You don't want to come to church. You don't want to get together to the fellowship. You just don't know why. How can one step out of spiritual depression? What are the causes that may explain this phenomenon? And how do you get it out? So this is my focus of today's message. Do you recognize this face? Do you know who she is? How many people know who she is? Just one lady. Her name is Kate Spade. She's a very famous designer of purse and also a lot of accessories. Ladies love her because she produces good stuff at the same time, not very high price. So it's a brand product without a brand product price. Moderate price with brand design. In June, she commits suicide. Do you know who this guy is? His name is Bodine. He's one of the famous person on CNN. He actually is a famous guy who leads you to different places of the world to have good meals. Of course, when you talk about meals, everybody loves it. You go to different countries and sample different type of meals. So his program was very well popular among the audience. After Kate Spade died, within 1 week, he also committed suicide. Do you know his guy? Robin Williams is a famous actor, comedian. In 2014, he hanged himself. Just within 1 month, the U.S. suicidal rate, in U.S. jumped by 10%. That's what we call demonstration effect. So that's why this year in June, after Kate Spade died and also Bodine died, the government is very nervous and start asking people, watch out for your friends. Otherwise, there may be a demonstration effect. So if you see their friends, doesn't look very good, something wrong, the government encourage you to talk to them directly. Ask them, do you have the idea of committing suicide? Do you have the idea of committing suicide? If they say yes, take them to see the doctor. Because you will not be able to handle that. They require specialist attention. You know that doctors have certain medicine, at least it can alleviate the symptoms for a while, and try to identify the causes and let them get out of this depression. So very serious case of depression requires professional help. But they are also minor case. Or some initial case, they are not so serious. Then you can help. So that's why we may go back to the Bible and talk about how we can help our friends. Or you yourself. How can you reduce the chance of falling into depression? Deep depression, or even having the idea of committing suicide. In fact, it's actually not very uncommon. Even in the Bible, you can see people have fell into deep sense of spiritual depression. In the Old Testament, we talk about Moses. Moses being so frustrated when he was walking in the wilderness and guiding this rebellious Israelites. He said, God, let me die. In the New Testament, Paul, the same. He was under persecutions while spreading the gospel around. He was persecuted by his fellow countrymen, by the Romans, and also a lot of natural disasters, all the things that happened to him. But God, in order to encourage him, God let him visit heaven. When he visited heaven, he liked it so much, he said, I don't want to come back. I don't want to come back. Let me go. So you can see that even spiritual giants in both Old and New Testament, you can see this situation. So it's not uncommon. So if you feel something like that, don't feel bad about it. You need to talk about it and handle it according to biblical teaching, or even ask your friend in the church to help you. Our focus today is on another person in the Old Testament. His name is Elijah. He's a famous prophet, and in his case, in his life, he also experienced deep depression. In fact, he actually begged to die. So let's see how God helped him. Step by step, we try to identify the causes of his depression. At the same time, we talk about how God, our loving Father, how to guide him. In fact, since I cover a lot, you can see that my sermon outline is in your bulletin. So you can follow that and maybe jot notes. And in case you find the message helpful, you can actually visit our website. Richard helped us maintain a very good website, and you will find my PDF file there. PDF file. You can download it. I'm going to analyze this passage into three parts: the escape, the causes, and also the remedy, the comfort. First, the escape. 19, chapter 19, 1 to 2. Could I ask the brothers and sisters to read together? Let's go. The story is about a queen called Jezebel, and he wanted to kill this prophet Elijah. So what happened? In order to understand what happened, you have to go back to one chapter before, chapter 18, where there was a big incident that happened in Mount Carmel. Because there's the prophets of Baal. Jezebel actually worshipped Baal. He actually tried to build up a lot of prophets for Baal in this northern kingdom of Israel. At the same time, Elijah is the prophet of Jehovah. So they said, let's have a battle to see who is the true God. So you, the Baal's prophet, you pray to your God and set fire on the sacrifice. And the Baal prophet tried that and it didn't work. Then what happened? Elijah prayed to Jehovah, and then right away the fire came and consumed the sacrifice. And at that time, he killed all this Baal prophets. It was a big spiritual success. But at this moment, Jezebel, the queen, hearing this message, said, I will kill you. I will kill you. So that happened. The chapter before, in chapter 18 to 140, there was a big event there. There was big spiritual success where the prophets of Baal was being killed by Elijah on the Mount of Carmel. Therefore, Queen Jezebel said, I'm going to kill you. That's an interesting question. Why did he escape? He just performed a wonderful miracle. He can conquer so many people. He could have just one queen. Why is Elijah of such a little faith now? I think there are different reasons. On one hand, I heard from spiritual people, when they have big spiritual events, usually after a big success, usually there's a withdrawal, there's a retreat. So it's very careful that you have to watch yourself. After a big spiritual success, you have to watch yourself. Sometimes there will be a setback. On the other hand, he was very frustrated. He thought that big miracle will help persuade the king to repent. And also all the Israelites who have been worshipping Baal can repent and come back to Jehovah. And what happened? No. He was very upset because of this deep frustration. He lost his faith. He was so scared. He just ran. He just run away from the queen because he's scared to death. So let's analyze the causes of Elijah's spiritual depression. First one, can I ask you to read together? Verse 3, let's go. You know, at that time, it was a big famine. Everybody suffered, not much to eat, including Prophet Elijah. And also, he did a big, big event on Mount Carmel. He did not eat either. And after the event, what happened? He ran! He was so fast, he ran before the chariots of King Ahab. Very fast. So his energy was drained. So physically, he was in bad shape. He was exhausted. So one word for our youngsters here. Watch your health. Why nowadays so many young people get depressions so easily? Because their whole lifestyle get all upset. They want to stay late in the evening, sleep very late, wake up very late in the morning, and they skip meals. They eat junk food instead of regular meals. As a result, the metabolism get upset. And if you do that, it's very easy. They will catch depression. Because your internal organisms are not functioning well. They'll give you psychological effects. So one thing you have to watch out is your health. That's what happened to Elijah. He was exhausted. Physical exhaustion. That's one reason. The second reason for his depression is spiritual exhaustion. Because he was frustrated. He thought that doing this big event on Carmel is going to bring Israel back to the Lord. He strives so hard, killing all the prophets of Baal. And he thought, I'm going to bring Israel back to Jehovah. But that did not work. The queen still worshipped Baal, and the queen wanted to kill him. He was very frustrated. You know what? You need to love your pastor. Because I know a lot of pastors have depression. Why? Because when they serve, they have to serve the sheep. Sometimes the sheep are not so obedient. Rebellious, complaints. But the pastor could not talk. He's not supposed to talk and vent all his anger. He keeps it to himself. And mostly his wife. There's a lot of frustration and no way to vent. So that's why a lot of ministers in God's kingdom suffer depression. So if you don't want your pastor to get depression, love him. And be obedient. Be a good Christian. Read the Bible, serve the church, love your pastor, and your pastor will be healthy. It's no kidding. Spiritual depression is very serious. When you have spiritual frustration, exhaustion, year after year, day after day, all these things accumulate. And there's no way vent, no way out. And there will be depression. The third reason is stress and danger. Because right now, Jezebel was chasing after him and wanted to kill him. So his life was jeopardized, Elijah. Okay, let's read that together, 3 to 4. Let's read. He came. I'm no better than my ancestor. Because in the past, you see how his ancestor did wonderful things and brought this Israel back to the Lord. In his case, he also did wonderful miracles, but he failed. The Israelites did not return to the Lord. So I'm no better than my ancestors. Take my life, Lord. He did not want to live anymore. He wanted to die. This is a suicidal rate in Hong Kong. Very high suicidal rate in Hong Kong, the city of Hong Kong. And you may not read the Chinese. Just let me tell you, in 2015, 2018, just within these 3 years, over 100 students commit suicide. Every time, because Hong Kong is a very competitive society, and the public examinations are very competitive either, and also. So in order to secure a good position in the top university, you have to study hard. So every time when there's announcement of grades and results of public examination, there's one society called Sumerian Club in Hong Kong. Sumerian Club. What do? They promote the people that if you have some difficulty, talk to us. We have these hotlines. Call us! Because in this time, usually, quite a few students kill themselves. There's no kidding. There's a high expectation from the parents. They all the life they think that doing score well in the public examination, secure good positions, is the whole purpose of life, and that purpose is gone. There's no reason to live anymore. They commit suicide. So that's why in Hong Kong, this Samaritan Club, the purpose is to help these people. Don't get frustrated. Talk to us first. Give yourself a chance. Loneliness and self-pity. You know, people in depressions, one symptom is that they don't like to talk to other people. They like to keep to themselves. As a result, they keep thinking and thinking, and they get trapped and trapped and go down and down, down the pit. So you got to have one or two good friends. You don't have to announce your problem, but you have one or two good spiritual companions and partners. You can share your frustration. Vent it out. That's not the case for Elijah. He himself ran all the way by himself, being alone, doing this miracle by himself, ran away by himself. He's all alone, and he keeps thinking, I'm no better than my ancestor. Take my life, Lord. Self-pity. So let's see how God deals with him. Fortunately, Elijah has a wonderful God who loves him a lot. He cared for his servant. So God intervened and tried to help his servant. So let's see how he healed his servant. Let's read this part. Verse 5 to 7. Let's read together. Then so when you see a friend who is in this situation, don't let her talk first. Feed him first. Feed her first. Let's restore his metabolism in a physical good shape. If they did not rest, ask them to rest. Feed them with square meals, good meals in regular time. Let's restore the regular healthy schedule. And that's why for youngsters, let me give you a hint again. If you want to avoid these pressures, you have to exercise. You have to have physical exercise. You also have spiritual exercise. Every day I exercise for 30 minutes. I keep myself body working all the time, actively. I vent all the stress by sweating. You also have morning exercise. You have good devotion with the Lord every morning. Emphasizing spiritual exercise and physical exercise will help you avoid that situation. Because you have a healthy lifestyle, then this kind of situation have less chance of happening. But if you accept your body, it's what we call biofeedback. Your body's functions do not work well, and that will feed into spiritual, your psychological conditions. So the first thing you have to deal with is to meet your physical needs. So that's why the angel come and feed him and fed him. Not just one time, two times. Sleep, sleep, sleep. Not talking any. Sleep. Just sleep. Just eat. Just eat. Restore your health first. Meeting physical needs is important. Second, 8. Let's read that together. So the second thing we want to talk about is returning to your roots. A second good reminder is to returning to the basics. Remember something that at one time you're so excited about the Lord, or you have some spiritual high moments, or certain place, maybe in your diary when you do devotions, read better diary. At certain time, how do you write your diary, a devotional sharing, your notes?
and to remember that good time, how you live yourself spiritually. Or maybe at your home, there's certain place you like to go and worship the Lord. In your house, there's one definite place where you get close to the Lord. Or maybe certain area you visit outside that you like to go there and visit the place. And that's the place that you get close to the Lord in the past. Go back to your spiritual roots, the basic that help you. In this case, he ran 40 days and 40 nights. Where did he go? The Mount Horeb. Why did he go there? Because this is the mountain where Moses got the Ten Commandments from the Lord. Now the whole Israel, the northern kingdom, went to Baal. He's so lonely. So he go back to the source of the faith. He go back where Moses got the divine revelations. Go back to the roots. How many of you seen this movie called War Room? Raise your hands. Okay, it's a wonderful movie. This is calling a lady. You know, the lady is an old lady, and she's a lady, her knee is getting not very good, and she lives in a two-story house. And her son recommend his mother, "Mother, you sell your house and buy one that's only one story, because when you climb the stair, it hurts you." So this lady then print all the things and ask the realtor to come and look at the house and put the house in the market. The realtor agent happened to be a lady. And she came, and so the mother, the elder lady, would just show her around, okay, this are the room, this is a room, and show the pretty room, all the things, and say that, oh, this room is my second most favorite room in my whole house. So since she's talking about second most favorite, so it aroused the curiosity of the real estate agent, which is the best, most favorite place? So she ran around in different rooms, and she never mentioned the most favorite place until she got to the bedroom. Inside the bedroom, there's a wardrobe. "This is my most favorite place, because this is my war room, where I have a lot of struggle, my friends, my relatives. I just paste the prayer list on the wall, and I pray for them. Pray for myself, pray for them one by one, all the time. This is my war room." Do you have a war room in your house? Practice one. This is where you get close to the Lord. Whenever you're in trouble, go back to the place and get close to the Lord. Just like Elijah, he went back all the way to Horeb. Then, 9, let's read it together. "And the word of the Lord." So word talked to him. "What are you doing here, Elijah?" The Lord talked to him. Now it's very important when you help your friends in depression, don't just lecture them. It's not a good time to lecture. Don't say, cheer up, you're Christian, you have faith, stand up. It's not going to be very useful. Don't talk to them. Don't lecture them. Instead, learn what the God does. Is try to prompt them. "Hey, why are you here?" The God did not scold them. "You are men of little faith. Why run away? I have you at Mount Carmel already. Why are you afraid of this huge Queen Jezebel?" No, God did not scold them. Instead, he said, "Hey, Elijah, why are you here?" It's just prompting, guiding, asking them. Let them vent and then gradually guide them to the preacher instead of lecturing. That's the way how God deal with the situation. So talk to your thing. Let them cry over your shoulder. Let them cry over your shoulder and talk about it and gradually guide them instead of lecturing. Re-examine the purpose of life. And then what happened? Verse 10, let's read it together. Let's go. He replied, so that's why he vented, "I'm very serious for the Lord, but I fail, so kill me." They want to kill me. I'm no better than my ancestor. Okay, so that happened. So gradually, God helped him shift his focus. Let's read it together. Verse 11 to 12. Let's read together. Let's go. The Lord said, so what happened when he said this? That God got him out of the cave and said, seeing the thunder, the fire. That's the wonderful work that God can do. Is putting his focus on his own self-pity back to the Lord. You cannot, but God can. A lot of times we so-called have your problem, just so think about yourself. You cannot overcome the problem that you're facing. You lose hope. And you think and think and think, you think that you're so powerless. Yes, you're powerless. But remember, there's one Heavenly Father who is powerful and He loves you. You cannot, but God can. Put the focus back to the Lord. So God showed him the fire, the thunderstorm. But don't just reflect. Let's see what happened. You got him or her to do something meaningful. Don't let him just sit in there and meditate all the time. Encourage him or her, take her out to do something very positive. Not a lot, otherwise overexhaustion. Do something positive. Get involved to help others, create some positive atmosphere. That will actually help stirring back. Instead of having the self-pity, focus on negative on themselves, go out. Do some positive things for others. Not a lot, but just get it moving. So let's happen. When they complain, so God said, let's go, 15 and 16, let's go, right together. The Lord. Succeed you as prophet. So what happened is that it's not actually a difficult task. Just go and put some oil on somebody. Not difficult, but it's very important because it's going to anoint a lot of successes. So actually already the fate of King Ahab and Jezebel has already pronounced they will die. It's not the right time yet. I am in control. I am in control, but it's not the right time yet. But let me show you, you're going to anoint these people, and one after another, this bad king and queen will be taken care of. Get involved. Finally, because of time, I have to skip some of these passages. Okay, let's read 19:20. Let's read together. So, what happened? God find him a spiritual companion. So Elijah, go and anoint another, your successor, Elisha. And you together work together to serve me. You train him to be a successor, you're not a spiritual companion. So you have a companion. So another way to help is to seek spiritual companions. Not many people, maybe one or two people in the church, your friends, where you can encourage one another. So that's why here, he went to fetch Elisha, who was plowing with Carl at the time, and after saying goodbye to his parents, then Elisha joined him, Elijah. So, let's verse 21, let's go. So, Elisha left him and went back.
So in case he returned and become his companion. So because of my time, I have to cut short on my message. Basically, how can you help your friend? First, try to meet the physical needs. Second one, help them restore to the basics. Third, instead of lecturing them, guide them. Think gradually back to the law, putting focus back to the law. And then what? Take them out. Instead of hiding in the house all the time, take them out to do something positive. Not strenuous, not too heavy. Let them exercise a little bit. Help other people a little bit. Get the positive atmosphere, spirit moving. And be their companion. Everybody, I think, one time or another, will happen to have spiritual depression. Or your friend may have it right now. So today, I would like to use this passage to encourage. Hopefully, this is helpful to you. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for having a worship service that we can worship with your heart. Our loving Father, you understand our needs, even when we are falling in deep depression. Help us know how to deal with that based on your biblical teaching. Not just ourselves, but help our friends around us. Give us spiritual insights to see friends in need around us. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.